Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
The court's decision in Planned Parenthood versus Casey reaffirmed the core holding of Roe. That is the precedent of the court and settled.
Clear belief that Jesus came and died and rose again, and that Scripture is revelation from God, and all those doctrines have been steadily eroded within the Episcopal Church.
This is one of the holiest and most moving moments of this entire General Convention for me.
Can priests, pastors, rabbis be sure that their preaching will not be prosecuted?
The First Amendment's right to organize, to preach against, to speak against any way of life or any person is left intact with this legislation.
Well, I do not pretend to understand even the beginnings of the task before our legislatures, our president, when it comes to health care reform, or what possible solution or solutions there might be. This is one of those kind of problems that's even too big for government. Some people think government should have no part in it at all. I don't know about that. I'm concerned about things like what will we be paying for with national health care reform, in particular things pertaining to the life issue like abortion. For instance, will the new health care reform, such as it is or such as it will be, will it make me, the taxpayer, fund abortion or other abortion-like activities on the part of researchers or the health care industry? We're going to try and answer that question here in the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc., live this Monday afternoon, the 20th of July. Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America will join us here in just a moment. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org. After our conversation with Wendy Wright, we'll discuss the General Convention of the Episcopal Church USA. What did the Episcopal Church decide to do in its General Convention? One headline says, Episcopalians to bless gay unions. That's interesting. And a first. Robert Lundy of the American Anglican Council will be our guest. And then a little later in the program, we'll remember Elijah, Old Testament saint and prophet. Dr. Nathan Jastrom of Concordia University in Wisconsin will be our guest. 1-877-623-6943. Or talkback@issuesetc.org. Wendy Wright is a regular guest and president of Concerned Women for America based in Washington, D.C. Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Will taxpayers be paying for abortions under the new health care reform bill?
As the bill stands now, that's both the Senate bill and the House of Representatives bill, yes, which is extremely disturbing. Every pro-life amendment that has been introduced both in the Senate and in the House, and they've been in various committees in both the Senate and the House, every one has been voted down. So as it stands now, abortion would be required to be in every plan, healthcare plan. And the reason I state that is because unless the bill explicitly excludes abortion coverage, then it leaves it up to bureaucrats and others to decide if abortion must be covered. And the history on that is the bureaucrats always decide that abortion must be included in health care plans. As the bill stands now, it could require the creation of new abortion clinics. You and I, as taxpayers, will have to subsidize, pay for abortion on demand. The bills would, it looks like that they will override state protections on abortion, like parental consent laws or informed consent laws. Those would be overridden by this federal plan. It's really astonishing how far-reaching the health care bills are on abortion. It would mean that we would have, in America, abortion on demand, unregulated, taxpayer-funded.
Is it a real possibility that this bill or something like it will make it through House, Senate, conference, and eventually make it to the president's desk? I mean, people want it done. Certainly the leadership the current leadership wants it done, but how politically realistic is it?
That's an excellent question, and I think it really is going to depend on voters speaking up. It is going to have to be a grassroots, massive effort by the voters letting their congressmen and senators know that this is completely unacceptable. You know, there are a number of things that are unacceptable in this bill. It was discovered late last week that the one of the current bills would outlaw private plans. So if you're not on a private plan by the date that the bill becomes law, then you're not allowed to enter into a new private plan. So essentially, it'll just be the government plan that's the only one that you can join. So there are a number of things in the bills that are just astonishingly totalitarian, but it is on a fast track. President Obama is demanding that Congress get the bill onto his desk very soon so that he can sign it into law. One reason for that is the longer it takes for the bills to pass, the more time we have to read through them and find out how atrocious they are.
This is one of the things that concerns me is when it was when they were dealing recently with the environmental bill. The bill was already very lengthy, and then late at night there were hundreds of pages added, unread, passed, things like that. And people are anticipating a similar kind of document dump late one night before this bill's passage. And it's unconscionable to me. I mean, how do you explain it, Wendy, that our lawmakers could pass things of such import and with such consequence without having read it?
It really is breathtaking what's happening in Congress, but they are starting to feel the effects of it. As you mentioned, the cap and trade bill that passed it with 300 pages added to it at 3 o'clock in the morning, just the day of the vote, and it passed the House of Representatives, and then the Congress went home for the 4th of July recess, and they got an earful from their constituents, and because of that, the Senate has yet to take up that bill. That's the kind of thing that needs to happen with these health care reform bills, the Senate version, the House version. You all don't need to worry about the difference between what's in one and what's in the other. As it stands now, both versions would require abortion on demand, mandated that it be covered in every plan, and that we as taxpayers would have to pay for it. And so our congressmen need to be hearing from us now to ensure that when it comes to the final vote, they'll feel burned, that they won't be willing to vote for the final passage of the bill. It looks like the House version will go to the floor for a final vote next week. So that's why it's important for your representatives to be hearing from you now. And what I'm finding is I call over to Congress, I call the switchboard number that we give out and all the other groups give out. It's busy. It's constantly busy. And so that tells us that people ought to be calling their congressman's district office. And you can find that by going on their website or looking in your yellow pages. And you'll probably be more likely to get through that way and to ensure that they know that you do not want these health care bills to require abortion on demand, taxpayer funded.
Let's talk briefly at the end of our conversation here about the confirmation hearings for Judge Sonia Sotomayor. I heard one analyst say she was exactly what she needed to be confirmed, as boring as she could possibly be.
And as evasive as possible. I think anyone who had a chance to watch some of the hearings were kind of taken aback by her answers to very straightforward questions, but I think many of us were scratching our heads at her answers. Not only evasive answers, but also quite disturbing in that she would say, as one person said, it appears she may even have perjured herself. When she would be asked about statements from speeches, even speeches as recent as April that she gave, or rulings, opinions, and decisions that she handed down that were very clear what she was stating. And when she'd be asked in her Senate hearing about it, she would claim that she meant exactly the opposite of what she said. Again, really quite astonishing, especially when you consider that she has the votes to pass with 60 Democrats in the Senate. She could have passed. But I think what this reflects is that even those in power in D.C. recognize that these views of judicial activism are not popular among Americans. And that's why she had to run away from those views in order to not stir up enough opposition among constituents to get the senators to vote against her.
She said that she was not asked any questions by the president or his representatives when he was considering her for nomination regarding abortion or Roe or any of those things. Does that really even matter, Wendy? 1 minute.
All we had to do is look at her record to know. She served on the board of the Puerto Rican Legal and Education Defense Fund during the time that they filed some of the most outrageous briefs in court cases that even equated regulations on abortion to slavery. So I think they felt pretty confident where she stands when it comes to abortion.
And do you think she'll be confirmed?
It's very likely she'll get confirmed. I think it's still important for people to let their senators know that she's not the appropriate person to be sitting in a lifetime appointment in the highest court of the land.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America. You'll find a link to Concerned Women for America under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand. Wendy, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about what happened among the Episcopalians. The Episcopal Church USA held its general convention. One of the headlines sitting in front of me right now from the Associated Press, Episcopalians to bless gay union. Some church leaders fear decision will widen the rift with overseas Anglicans. Well, that's the least of their concerns. But if this is a first for American Protestantism, well, the UCC did similar things too. And many are de facto blessing same-sex unions, but the Episcopal Church essentially drawing a line in the sand, saying to worldwide Anglicanism, we're going to do it even though you told us not to. Even though you told us just to hold off, we're going to do it anyway. Bless same-sex unions. We'll find out what it means and what happened among the Episcopalians with Robert Lundy, Communications Officer of the American Anglican Council, on the other side of this break. It's Monday afternoon, July the 20th. I'm Todd Wilkin. You're listening to Issues Etc. Here's your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Email 10 friends the latest Issues Etc. YouTube video, and we'll register you to win a gift certificate from Concordia Publishing House. We'll announce the winner on August 28th. Just go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, copy and paste the video's embed code into an email, send it to 10 friends, relatives, or fellow parishioners. Be sure to send a carbon of your email with your name and address to talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell 10 friends about Issues Etc. and tune in on Friday, August the 28th to find out if you're the winner of a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Go to issuesetc.org, click promote, and send the Issues Etc. YouTube video to your friends.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.